Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. My Thursday girl's here.
Good morning. Yeah, always, I love Thursday
you know,
morning.
I kind of change up on Thursday.
Fired up. Get fired up. Get ready for the debate.
605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's July the 14th. We are almost halfway through the month, halfway through summer. We're, you know, halfway through the year.
We are halfway through
everything.
I know.
Okay.
Halfway through the drama, I hope, too.
The drama?
Well, of the whole election.
Oh, the whole election.
My gosh, yeah. All right, so it's 70 degrees in downtown Reading. Oh, we're looking for a high today of 105. That's not good news. Tonight, around 73 on Sunday, or on Friday, we're looking for 104 and a low of 68. By Saturday, hopefully back to 99, and then on Sunday, 94. So just a couple, 3 days of that unbearable over the 100-degree mark, not good news.
You know, newcomers will be gasping at all this, but you and I remember summers when it would go into the triple digits about mid-July and stay there till September 1st.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember.
But the climate is warming. You guys have got it wrong.
Well, no, that's not exactly true. I remember the first year we were here, it hit 110, and it stayed that way for 2 weeks.
It was 112 when I got back.
I thought I was going to die.
The first summer I was here, it was 112, but I just come out of like 120. You know, in
Iraq.
It's all relative, isn't it?
And you know what? I was wearing shorts and sandals, kind of like I wear, and a Hawaiian shirt, and drinking ice water and being in air conditioning. I thought, there's nothing wrong about this.
There you go. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Dandelion brings us this section of the show. 1322 Pine Street, Linda's favorite place to shop. You're not going to find anything better. It is the Brighton outlet there. Not an outlet, but you know, the Brighton, they have Brighton bags and they have Miss Me jeans, whatever.
Yes, they do.
Linda wears those. Anyway, they also have it all right there. And the ladies there are so cool. They relocated over there 1322 last year. And I tell you what, bigger store. And like I said, you can find something for your loved one there. Give them a call at 247-1292. Dandelion. Okay. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg,
oh,
the notorious RBG,
oh,
as she likes to be called, attacked Trump in public in writing. And it is a firestorm, besides Trump, who's calling her doddering and senile, which is what you'd expect from him.
Totally appropriate words.
But the New York Times, they said, Trump's right in this case.
Yeah.
She should have never, ever, ever said these things. And people are trying to defend her by saying, well, she's just telling the truth. It makes no difference.
Irrelevant.
That's your truth. Then it's her truth. The real truth is someplace else. And, you know, I'm not saying is everybody's got their own truth. But she is a Supreme Court justice. What she has just done effectively is recuse herself from anything that comes from the Trump administration if he wins.
And that's exactly right. If, in fact, he is elected, and we all hope he is, elected as president, she can't make a decision on anything that comes before him, that comes from his administration. He tries to overturn Obamacare, she has to recuse. He tries to change the immigration laws, she has to recuse. She has stated he's not competent, she's already given her opinion, she's done.
That's it.
She had to resign.
Well, right now, because she's put herself in the position where she has made her feelings known. Now, we all know how they feel anyway. We know that she's a liberal justice. And you know because, you know, it comes out to these 5-4s or 4-5s or you know, but
right now
but
there's
three to four of them of the justices that always come down on the left side, and there's three, sometimes four. The fourth one, Kennedy, he kind of, you know what, you're never quite sure what
well,
he's
and no,
but three, well, except for Roberts.
Well,
but
there
three,
you go.
But three are, yeah, but at least Roberts comes, you know.
There's a reason, generally speaking,
yes,
within
that they're
reason.
All coming in.
It actually looks most of the conservatives, most of the time, have a good reason why they make their decision, and it isn't just because they're conservative. They at least come up with findings. The liberal side of that bench pretty much just says, I'm a liberal. What do you expect? I mean, that's how they make their decisions.
Ginsburg's attack on Trump in public has changed the whole status of the court because they have been above politics. And, you know, on the surface, they don't take they come there to every they come to every president's State of the Union and all that, but they don't applaud. They don't applaud. They don't stand up. They don't do anything. They just sit there because they don't want to give the ideas that they're taking sides. Ginsburg just took sides.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, this extends right down to your local courts. You have noticed that rarely, if ever, even a retired judge, it's noticed when a retired judge comes out and says something because the bench, generally speaking, does not give a public opinion about anything that's going on in the community, and that's as it should be.
Yeah. Okay, Bob, you've been sitting over there.
Oh, well, I was just listening this morning to NPR gleefully reporting that the Republican leadership, in a last-ditch attempt, wants to rewrite the rules of the convention so that delegates can vote any way they want on the first round. Now, excuse me, that
What's
sort of sounds like bypassing the will of the people.
What is the point of doing the whole process of voting in all the states and having the whole... What's the point?
I could not think of a better way to utterly and completely destroy any credibility that the Republican Party has
that part of the Republican Party. But here's the bottom line is, as of today, Trump is leading Clinton in the swing states, and he has gone 4 points ahead of her overall. Now, you can't tell me, even though the FBI, in their own infinite wisdom, which reminds me, the FBI, the FBI agents who did this, that did the inquiry, that did the probe, all had to sign non-disclosure agreements with the lie detector thing thrown in there. They did the investigation. They had to sign non-disclosure agreements. That was reported in the New York Post today.
Wow.
Now, think about that. That the agents who did the inquiries into the email and the servers, why would they have to sign a non-disclosure agreement?
For any length of time or permanently?
Yeah, and, well, I don't know. It just said non-disclosure agreements, and they could be have polygraphs to make sure they didn't do it.
The Stasi would be proud.
There is no explaining that whole thing. The whole way that was handled, everything from the beginning right down to the little get-together on the airplane, of everything about that investigation is just a slap in the face and a statement that our Constitution absolutely no longer means a thing. The rule of law has been flushed. We're done.
Here's what it is. Even the Democrats aren't, you know, even the ones that are for, and I'm talking about your middle-of-the-road Democrats. They're upset about it. And even liberal, you know, ones that are out there supporting Hillary go, this is so bad. Everything they did with this thing was so bad.
I think, you know, you make a good point because I have a lot of Democrat friends. And I have a lot of people who have, you know, the Democrats who are not liking this election much because they really aren't in a position where they figure they can vote for Hillary. I mean, I had several of them say, come on. When he comes right out and says, yeah, she lied, yeah, she withheld information, yeah, she did it wrong, yeah, she knew what she was doing, but
But she,
well, no,
but she wasn't
can.
Sophisticated enough to understand the word classified. I'm sorry.
But go ahead and elect her as president.
This is the one you want to elect president.
Elect her as president.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she didn't understand about the whole system.
I tell you.
This is the woman we want with a finger on the freaking missile button?
This is the one you want to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Who do you call? Well, I mean, it might be her, except you're not sure where she is. And she wakes up and she goes, I'm not sure if this is, which button this is. Do I push the red one or the purple one?
Yeah, because I'm really not.
The rainbow color.
I'm not sophisticated enough to figure out what's secret anymore.
I know so little about all of this electronic stuff.
I'm just, you know what, and I only used one. No, you used three. Really? But they all looked alike.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Okay.
I didn't
and you mean
a different
like wash
device,
them with a rag?
Hey, today on the show, we have Caltrans on, a gent by the name of Mark Dinger, who's going to explain to us why the pay per mile is going to work better than your regular gas tax.
There you go.
He'll be on at 7:30.
Which is not to say they're going to take away the gas tax.
No, it takes the place. This is what they're going to tell you. It's going to take the place of the gas
tax. And if you believe that, you believe anything.
This is going to be in addition to. We will be polite to Mr. Dinger because this is what he's saying. He says, look, this takes the place of. Now, I had questions when I talked to the other spokesman. I talked to him for like 20 minutes saying, really? And then I had other questions, but we'll ask. But then at 8 o'clock, we have Mary Rickard on, who's running for Board of Supervisors. And there's a lot of things coming up I want to ask Mary, what her stance is on these things.
On a lot of the issues coming before them, yes.
And it's now 17 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, and we are running just a little bit late here, so we're going to take a quick break.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Chris Clark. It is 21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 70 degrees going up to 106 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Turn it down. Enough.
I thought you hit the post rather neatly.
Enough.
Okay. No more music.
Of that music. Bastiani Arms.
Give me a playlist.
2539. I do every morning, and you just ignore me. I've got 1,000 songs in my playlist, and you just look at me, and you go, nobody's heard of those songs. You know, I said, really? Like, tequila makes my girlfriend's clothes fall off? My dad wanted to be a cowboy, but couldn't ride a horse. You took out my heart and stomped on it.
Bastiani Arms?
Bastiani Arms, located right here in Reading. I tell you what, it's the place to go to if you're looking for guns. Pistols, long rifles, shotguns, different assortments of guns. And by the way, with all the rules that are happening, you may want to run down there right now and buy yourself a few guns because you know the state of California is making them illegal as fast as they possibly can.
Yeah.
So buy them now. Go down there, buy them. Buy long guns, buy pistols, and buy all the ammo you want. It's down there at Bastiani Arms. Not only that, great customer service, super gunsmiths, classes on concealed carry, and hunter safety. They have it all right there at Bastiani Arms and discounts for veterans. Head on down, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Okay, last night, Boss Skaggs was in town and was the best concert Linda said she has ever heard in this town.
Really?
No opening act. Boss Skaggs came out and hit it. And I said, what's Boss Skaggs done? And she starts singing like three of the songs. I went, oh, he did those? She said, you would have known every song he did. And I went, oh. Because, the seats were limited. And so...
He was at the convention center?
No. He was down here at the Cascade Theater.
Oh, he was.
Great, great, great music. Three encores. It was great.
I wasn't interested because I'm like you. I couldn't think of anything I'd ever heard that he did.
You know what? We were wrong.
and learn, huh?
Yeah. In fact, Bob, start pulling up some Boss Skaggs stuff. Like that Lita. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I played a bunch of them yesterday. Yeah. I didn't play them again.
Yeah, just play a couple like that. They tell you, they go, oh, my gosh, he did do that. Uh-huh. Guy's 72 years old, and Linda says his voice is just the way it was. She says, it was a great, great, great concert. So for all you people who are out there,
who
had a great
that.
Time.
Mm.
And for all of you, us, who weren't there, shame on us. The shooting. There's a shooting yesterday down in here.
Yes.
In Reading.
Now,
let me tell you.
Officer-related shooting.
Six officers shooting at this guy. Somebody said there's like 30 shots. I think he's still alive. I'm not sure. He's in the hospital. But here's what happened.
Care unit is what it said.
The young man, he's 24 years old, mental problems. Breaking the windows of his mom's house. I guess he lives in the cemetery in there.
Homeless. On drugs.
Cops came because they heard that had been shots fired, and then they heard it was a family disturbance. So they went after him to find him. He's got a gun. They tell him to stop the gun, to stop walking away. He turns around and points the gun. Police open fire, hitting him. The guy's holding a pellet pistol. Please do yourselves a favor. Look on the record searchlight, look at the, if you can get online, and look at the story. The guy bought a pellet pistol that's got on it 228S on the pistol. They have a picture of the pistol, and then they have a picture of a real SIG 228 right above it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell the difference.
Certainly not at a glance.
You cannot tell. No. You could look at it from across the room.
And not tell the difference.
And you would have, unless you were a gun expert that knew your SIGs, you wouldn't know the difference.
No.
Nothing on it, no orange, nothing on this, and the police open fire. Guy turns around with a SIG or with a pistol in his hand, police open fire. Wait till you see the pictures, you know, because some people said, well, you know, and then the old thing of why couldn't they wound him? Trust me, if you've ever shot a pistol at all, and I'm not even talking about shooting at live people, shooting for those little bitty targets that are moving, you aim center mass. Police are taught to shoot at center mass, and guess what else they're taught to do? Shoot till there's no threat. That's why when you have four or five police firing at one time, they're throwing a lot of rounds out there.
Yeah.
Till there's no threat.
Yeah. And I didn't hear exactly how many shots were fired.
I don't know.
If there were six of them fired, you can bet there's 20, 30 shots fired.
Well,
there's going to be a bunch.
A lot of shots. There people are talking like 30 shots. I don't know if there was 30 shots.
Well, but I mean, I don't know that either.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But you just said they're taught to fire center mass, shoot till there's no threat.
That's right, and that means that they're so. If that guy,
they're not thinking about what the other five guys are doing.
If that guy has that gun in his hand, yeah, because they don't know if he's hit him.
Yeah.
If the perpetrator has a gun in their hand and it's still in their hand and he's on the ground, they're still shooting. Well, they shot him on the ground. He still had the gun in his hand.
Yeah.
Sorry, but as soon as they can say it's no threat there.
As soon as he can't shoot that gun anymore, one way or the other, that's when the threat is.
Anyway,
gone.
But I listened to a sister in the family saying, we have tried to get him mental health.
And the family is in very much support of the police department.
Well, they said they understand it. But they said the most they could ever do is get him a 2-week inpatient stay. Then he came back out and went right off to drugs again.
You know, and that's the reality of you cannot legislate responsibility, and you cannot make enough laws to stop all these things from happening.
Can't do it.
RTE,
what I just said is that it was a pellet gun, but it looked just like, and it wasn't a large caliber BB gun. It was I don't know if you can have a large caliber BB gun, but it looked just like a pistol. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to have the guy calling at 7:30, but very quickly, the strategic plan for homelessness hit the streets yesterday, and it's in the paper today. Now, I know that Kristen Schrader is going to give it again next Tuesday to the city council, but I think that somebody had said it might be again tonight. I don't think that that's happening. Oh, okay. You got bum scoop because somebody read yesterday's report today.
Okay.
Yeah, those things. That's why we have dates on those things, Bob. Okay. Anyway, so it's not going to be tonight. It was last night, 11 points to help the homeless. And the one thing that I, and Kristen Schrader said she wants to come on and talk about it, and I really do, because do we want to help homelessness? Yes. But, there, you know, how do we do this? Now, they're saying it costs $11,600 to house a homeless person, vice $66,188 if they're not housed, you know, for the chronically homeless.
Uh-huh.
And they add into that, and as they say, it's fences around the firehouses, it's, you know, security stuff, it's going out after people that have started fires, it's the police going out there, it's the cleanup of all the trash and all this, blah, 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 blah. But $11,600 to me seems like it would be that cost of housing. I mean, if they're going to put them into a little apartment or a.
So I have to feed them, give them medical care,
still there,
take
got
care
that.
Of them, transportation, all those other things. You're not going to do that for $11,000.
I can't.
I question some of the statistics. I'm anxious to have you ask her the question.
And I'd love to have her on so she can explain it, because maybe it's you know, that there was something left out of the article, because it was, you know, I was getting it from the article.
Yeah,
but it's online.
And interestingly enough, you just can't always get all the information out of the newspaper. And you know what? Sometimes it's not even very accurate.
So I can't believe that.
But, I mean, that does happen.
Well, I asked Carol Ferguson about that.
I said,
Carol, what happens if you have a story that you find out isn't accurate? She says, if the whole gist of the story is not accurate, we'll go back and redo it. In other words, to that effect. If it's just,
that's your opinion. I mean, I have been to so many meetings where the topic of the, you know, the meeting was, let's just say, cattle grazing, and that was the main subject and matter of it. But someplace in there, we talked about the size of an acorn, and the whole article is written about the acorn.
Well,
so it's not always what exactly. I mean, I've sat there and read. I must have been at a different meeting because I don't even remember this.
Okay, we got to take a break. We're having a we're going to have a Caltrans guy, Mark Dinger, I believe is his name. We'll make sure of that. He's calling to talk about the pay per mile program study.
They're getting people volunteering to sign up for that now.
They've already done that, and they've only got like 2 weeks left in the study. So this is going to give us he's going to give us an idea of how this is supposed to work. If it is approved, it hasn't been approved. This is just a study. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business over there on Hilltop Drive, 2143 Hilltop Drive with Espresso Joe's, of course, where veterans get discounts for coffee and cold drinks and everything in there, brews and coffee. You know, by the pound you can buy, and walk next door to a tobacco emporium that is exactly second to none with a walk-in humidor that is perfect. You can't get any better than that, than Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Again, better known. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Dr. Kara Tennant joins Carl and Linda on Free Fire Radio Friday, July 15th on KCNR AM 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in your Northern California.
This is Boss Gaddy.
Yes.
Hey, welcome back. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Linda said it was the best concert she's heard down there ever. Boss Gaddy. All right. Hey, welcome back. Trish Clark and I at 25 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. Hey, you know what? There's been a lot of stuff going on talking about the new Caltrans study that you go by a pay-per-mile vice gas tax. Or does it mean pay per mile and gas tax? Well, we have the expert that's on with us from Caltrans, Mark Dinger. Mark, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Good morning, Carl and Linda. Glad to be here.
Well, I got Trish with me today. So
okay.
This is Trish.
Ordinarily it is Linda, but on Thursdays it's Trish.
Okay.
I'm just a fickle kind of guy. So, hey, Mark, again, thanks for being here. What brought this to my attention was, you know, I've been kind of reading about it in the periphery, but then there was a press release. So I gave a call, talked to a gentleman for like 20 minutes, and said, you know what, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about this, and also that probably people have got a lot of questions. So I appreciate you coming on today.
Well, thanks, and you're right. People have a lot of questions about this, and hopefully we can answer some of those this morning.
Well, can you give us a background on this program, the pay per mile program? Is that the right name for it, or is it something else?
Well, we call it a road charge, but it is pay per mile. I mean, it's just semantics. And what this is we're studying alternatives to the gas tax, because the gas tax is just not sustainable. I mean, the gas tax hasn't been raised in more than 20 years. And, you know, at the time that it was made, it was probably a pretty good gauge on, you know, of a way to pay for roads. But since cars are more fuel efficient, while that's great for the environment, not so great for funding transportation, we're about $5.7 billion behind on our annual budget for major maintenance repairs right now. So there's a financial crisis in the transportation industry, not just here in California, but nationwide. And we've got to study an alternative to the gas tax, and that's what we've been charged by the legislature to do, is to study an alternative to replace the gas tax. And the pay-per-mile system is something we want to try out, and we need people's help to do that.
Okay.
Okay, let's attack that one right off the bat. So you're saying an alternative, too. If, in fact, this were put into place as an alternative, the gas tax that's now on our gas in the state of California would be removed?
That's correct. The 18 cents, correct.
Okay. Then how would this, and I know you're looking for volunteers, I thought that the program was going to be up, though, in a couple of weeks.
The program is up going right now,
right.
Carl, and we've had about 7,800, 7,900 people so far that have signed up to volunteer, and this is going to be a 9-month test. It's going to be running through next March.
All right. So do you have many people from up here in the Northern California area?
Not as much as we'd like. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so glad to have the opportunity to be on your show, to ask people to visit our website and consider signing up. We're still taking volunteers. All they need to do is visit CaliforniaRoadChargePilot.com. You can read about the program, and you can see all the different ways we have for people to participate.
Now, how do you measure the mileage?
Well, there's several different ways. We go from low-tech to high-tech. Low-tech would be just to take a picture of your odometer with a cell phone and send that to us. Another way to do it is we have a cell phone app that you can actually get, which is a very useful app, by the way. Not only will it track your mileage, it'll tell you about your fuel efficiency, and it'll also, if you would like, plot your trips, too. It does contain some GPS information, but that's really optional. We're not interested in where people are going. We're just interested in how far people are traveling.
Oh, okay. So, you know, but it does have a GPS on it, but that, you know, let's ask that one. That seems to be a big question. If the state decides to do this and they say, okay, this is the way we're going to track it, you have to put this device on your car that, you know, so we can track how many miles you've gone on your car. I mean, is there even software that can do that?
There is, and some of the newer cars even have built-in technology where it will do it for you. And we, like I said, we've got a smartphone app you can use. We have a plug-in device that you can actually plug into some cars. And we've got another way you can do it too, and that's a time permit where you can purchase a mock permit for unlimited road use for a specific amount of time. And we've also got a mileage permit trial where you can purchase, you know, it's a purchase a block of miles based on your expected use. So if you think you're going to drive 5,000 miles, you would just, you know, pay, you know, a mock charge for 5,000 miles. So we're trying it a lot of different ways, not only in ways that we can track mileage, but ways we can accept payments, because we need to give the legislature some real data to use so they can base their decision on that.
And so what if you're driving and then you go into the state of Nevada or out of state? Do you continue to pay for that?
No, we're only interested in the miles that people log here in California. And we've also got a part of our volunteer program is to see if visitors will participate too, because, you know, Californians aren't the only ones that use our roads.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How do we get the people that are traveling here? I mean, especially during the summer, you're going to get 25 to 35% of the roads or the cars on the road are not from the state of California.
And then, so how would you collect money from them?
Well, that's going to be a challenge, for sure. And do we even collect money from them? That's a decision that needs to be made down the road, so to speak. But we want people who – we've got a lot of people that live in other states but do business and work here in California, and we're trying to focus on what we can do to make sure they pay their fair share for California's roads. Because it's – you know, it's a surprising statistic that I've uncovered is 1 out of every 10 miles in the United States is driven right here in California. It's an amazing amount of mileage that we have on what are our aging roads out there.
Well, you're right. You need, and we're going 5.6 or 6.5 billion in the hole every year.
Every year, as far as our major maintenance program, we're really, really behind, and we're just getting further behind because, again, the gas tax hasn't been raised in 20 years. Not only is inflation taking its toll on that, but, you know, cars are just driving further, and we're just not getting enough funds to keep our infrastructure in the way that should be.
How are we going to? Is there going to be a way that we can track the miles so that all the money doesn't get spent in the areas that get the most mileage? As an example, up here in Northern California, we'll be paying that. We find and have found through any of these programs that we feel like we pay a lot more than we actually ever get back in services up here.
That's a good point you make, Trish, and it's something that we need to study. We need to see where those miles are happening, and obviously places where the most miles are going to be driven, that's probably going to be the place where most of the funds are going to be dedicated. But again, we can't just base it on that because, you know, we have people that live in rural areas and they have different needs. So that's why we're really hoping to get a lot of volunteers, especially from the rural areas, so we can, you know, see how people are using the transportation system in those areas, see what kind of mileage they average, and have enough data to make a good decision about that.
The people up here, like in Beaver, will drive 50 miles each way for a prescription. But there's not a lot of people living in Beaver, California, where people down in San Francisco won't drive at all, or they'll catch some kind of drive. You know, I guess they could drive, but it'll be like for a mile to get the same thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but there's so many of them in Southern California. There's so few of us up here. And so I see what Trish is saying, and that has got to, you know, it would have a larger impact on people whose economy is not as strong as the ones in the cities.
We run into this on everything that we talk about. We've got I-5 running right through the main part of these northern cities. We have a lot of traffic that comes through on a regular basis headed to Oregon and Washington. They donate nothing to the impacts that they make on air quality, our roads, anything. They just drive right through.
Oh, you make a good point, Trish. If they're not paying for gasoline here in California or fuel, they're not paying any sort of fee to use our roads. So that's a good point. And again, that's another one of the reasons why we need to study this so carefully, because we need to take the rural needs into effect. And we also need to look at a way to try to collect something from the drivers who, you know, drive through this state.
Let me ask what this question is. Okay, so we put this into place. What about the people that don't pay? I mean, okay, so I drive 500 miles or 1,000 miles this month. So I have to pay, I don't know, $15. What if I don't pay?
Well, we haven't really reached that point in our study yet, but one of the things we are studying is ways to collect those fees. And, of course, they're all mock fees. Nobody's paying any real money for any of these things, in any one of these six different ways that you can do that. So we're studying ways to collect that money, because you bring up a good point. That's an issue that Oregon is facing right now. They're the first state in the nation to try a by-mile road charge. They're just in phase one of their study, and that's one of the things that they're finding some difficulty with, and that is collecting those funds. So, again, we're trying to just get as much data as we possibly can in the short amount of time that we have to try to make sure that we have something for our experts and the legislature to look at and base a decision on.
I think if you were to come up with a solution to that, everybody could use it. I just noticed where the County of Shasta had to forgive a whole bunch of debts again for people that just simply will not pay, and there's no way to collect from them.
Yeah, that's going to be an issue, certainly an issue as we get down the road with this, further down the road with our study and further down the road with a way to try to solve, our transportation financing crisis. And, again, the road charge is one viable alternative, and that's what we're studying as an alternative to the gas taxes that
you're
paying now.
You know what, Mark? I really appreciate you coming on, but you haven't even scratched the surface on this one hardly, have you? These questions that, you've already thought about a lot of these, like the people that come to Disneyland, they drive in and they say, oh, no, I don't want to be part of your by-mile study. But yet they're going to use our roads and buy our gas, so they could kind of like get a free ride.
Well, they could. It depends on what we do and how we do it. So that's why it's so important that we study this so carefully. Again, there's so many questions out there that need to be answered. Yeah. And we're just hoping that this study is going to put us in the right direction to try to answer some of those questions.
Okay. So the other thing that you have to look at is in the gas tax, Mark, if that money, that 18 cents per mile that's been collected all this time, if, in fact, all of that money had been spent on roads and infrastructure, it would have been better, because I know for a fact some of that money has been siphoned off and given to other things.
Well, some of that money was taken, but still stayed for transportation, Tris. So that money was used to pay transportation bonds, things like Proposition 1B, which pumped about $20 billion into our transportation system starting in 2006. In fact, it's still pumping money into it. So we've got to pay off that bond debt, and some of that was siphoned off for the bond debt. But otherwise, we're looking at collecting fees that are going to be used just for transportation. Caltrans, we're funded entirely on the gas tax. Again, if we study the road charge and they do decide to implement that, those monies would be going directly to transportation.
Okay.
Well,
we need to take a break here. Okay. Trish, sit back down. Hey, Mark, can you stay with us for a couple more minutes?
I sure can.
All right. We need to take a quick break here. When we come back, Charles is on the line. It's about 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 70 degrees out there, going up to 106 today. Don't leave anything in the car you don't want to lose. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Is there anything more relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized healthcare for a low monthly fee. Well Care MD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCare MD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCare MD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, wellcaremd.com.
Attention parents! Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through 8th grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 10 minutes until the hour of 8. I had to use the fire extinguisher here. Cool trick,
chat
Dan.
Room, cool
okay,
chat get,
well,
room
the
up.
Chat room. I've given up on the chat room here. Our guest is Mark. Everybody says you sound really smart, Mark. You're in the wrong business, though. Mark Dinger here is from Caltrans. And you know what? And I appreciate, Mark, that you come on the show because you know there's a lot of skepticism on this thing. And you know, and all the questions. But we've got a question from a Charles, good morning. You have a question for Mr. Dinger. Charles.
Good morning. Are you there?
Hey, Charles.
Good morning. Hello.
Yes, Charles, you're on. You have a question.
Trish brought it up a little bit earlier, but I mean, a lot of the money that is spent on transportation, you know, supposedly, I mean, a lot of it's being spent on things like, you know, parks and trails and different programs designed to promote hiking and that sort of business, and you know, and the idea that we need to put some sort of device, you know, some sort of tracking device in our cars, because you know some sort of that a tracking device that incidentally out of state drivers will not be using, because a bunch of money's being, you know, siphoned off for parks and trails.
For other things.
And other similar
okay,
such
Charles.
Things.
We got it. That's because that led me to my next question. Okay, Charles, let me ask Mr. Dinger that. Thanks, Charles. Okay, Mark, same thing. How much of the money from the gas tax is being siphoned off for parks and trails?
None.
No.
The gas tax, in fact, they have a law right now on the books that protects transportation finance that way. And the only time any funds can be taken out of that is if there is a fiscal emergency, which, you know, California is not in that state of emergency right now, at least in that regard. So the gas tax does go directly to the roads. Some of it goes to Caltrans, some of it goes to your local road departments, and some of it goes to fund interregional transportation.
Okay, so, well, interregional. Are we talking like the high-speed train?
No, we're not.
Okay. I had to
That's
ask.
A whole different program.
Yeah, I had to ask. So none of it's going to the high-speed train?
Not on the gas tax, no.
Okay. Now, you need volunteers for people to, especially up here in the northern region, be part of the program to show how much they're driving up here, and they can do it through a variety of ways, anything from snapping a picture from their iPhone and sending it to you to what?
you know, paying a mock permit of some sort. We've got six different ways. One of them hopefully is going to work for you if you decide to volunteer for this program, but participation is really key here. We want to study how it impacts everybody, not just people in the larger metropolitan areas, but in rural areas like Reading.
Okay. Now, the... I have people saying, right, in my best Mike Myers, Dr. Evil tone.
Okay, this is a very conservative area, and not a lot of faith in government agencies from Sacramento. We appreciate you coming on. We really do.
It sounds like, you know what, you sound like you got a good sense of humor on this, which I think you're going to have. The part, though, is, you know, the big things I see are, questions are, is how are you going to track? Two, what are you going to do if they don't pay? And what are you going to do with out-of-state people coming in here? Especially, and what about trucks? You know, those kind of things. If you're going to do business in the state, you have to put a device on your truck so that as soon as you come across the line, it starts counting, and then you just send bills to people.
Right. And with trucks, trucks may really see this as a better alternative for them. Let's face it, if you're driving a big rig or a large transport vehicle, you are buying a lot of gas, which means you're paying a lot of gas tax right now.
Uh-huh.
A per mileage charge might actually benefit them. 40% of the nation's freight moving right down California roads right now. That's a big thing. That's where we have a lot of truckers that are participating in this study, but we can always use more. And, people that drive gas guzzlers, this might be a better alternative for them too. So, there's some other benefits to it. Of course, there's all kinds of questions that we need to answer about that. And yes, I have to keep a sense of humor about that because people, they want to have their questions answered. And we're not going to be able to answer every one of those questions with this study, but at least we're going to make a good start to it.
Only would make a prediction that the only way that you're going to get that outside person that comes in here is to continue with some kind of a gas tax that they automatically pay when they buy gas. So I'm just going to make a prediction here that if you guys put this into effect, we're still going to have a gas tax.
That's the part too is, Mark, we're short $6.5 billion. That's short $6.5 billion. So how much do we collect on the gas tax every year?
I don't have that number in front of me. I know that we need about $8 billion to fund the programs that we have right now here at Caltrans. $2.6 billion is what we're collecting right now. But, again, we're way short.
Okay.
Those monies we're just not collecting enough to keep the roads in the condition that we'd like.
All right. Now, I understand that part.
That's before, evident if you drive around.
Right.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go. Hey, Jim, you got a question for Mr. Dinger? Jim, you have a question for Mr. Dinger?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You're on.
The question I have is how much money are they spending on this study, and where's this money coming from? What department?
Okay.
Well, the legislature commissioned this study. I don't have that number in front of me right now, but I can certainly get that and get back to you. In fact, I'd be happy to do that at right after we're done with this interview, Carl. I'd like to answer that question. I just don't have that in front of me. But again, this study is being paid for out of our transportation funds, and that's how we're funding that.
Okay, so my last question on this would be then is, okay, so we do away with the gas tax and we do everything by mileage. So you're saying, or the man I talked to before said that there may be that you're going to be paying less than you would be with the gas tax. There's possibilities of that.
Correct.
And that's because there's going to be so many more cars and trucks on the highway to be collected from.
The only problem with that theory is that those of us, as you pointed out earlier, that live up here in the North State. As an example, the nonprofits that deliver the home meals for our seniors. In order to deliver 50 meals in Northern California, they may drive 300 miles. In Southern California, they may drive a block. See what I'm saying?
Oh, I see exactly what you're saying.
So that cost translation to our so many things that we do here, we're just so spread out. We're 3,925 square miles just right here in Shasta County.
Our city in Reading here is bigger than San Francisco, much bigger than San Francisco, and yet we've only got 79,000 people in it. Anyway, okay, you know all about that. Hey, Mark, how do people get into the program?
Well, all they need to do is really just visit our website, CaliforniaRoadChargePilot.com. And at the website, there will be ways for you to volunteer. If you want to read more about the program, you can do that too. We've got a really good FAQ up there for frequently asked questions. And we've even got a little synopsis of the different ways that you can participate. But again, we really need rural participants. So I encourage all your listeners to sign up if they can.
Thanks so much, Mark. Really appreciate it.
Mark Dinger from Caltrans, thank you. We really appreciate it and all the information. We realize this is at the beginning of the study. Okay, thanks a lot, Mark.
Hey, you bet, Jim. Nice talking to you.
Well, it's Carl. But it is Carl, but Jim he talked to before. But you know what? After everything we threw at him, I'm glad he just remembers his name at this point.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my gosh.
He still remembers who he is.
Yeah, okay. Hey, we come back. Mary Rickert, we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg says she regrets her ill-advised public criticism of Donald Trump. Ginsburg says in a statement issued by the court that judges should avoid commenting on a candidate for public office. She promises to be more circumspect in the future. House conservatives have introduced a resolution to impeach IRS Commissioner John Koskinen.
Members of the House Freedom Caucus going around GOP leaders and introducing what's known as a privilege resolution.
House Resolution 828, impeaching John Andrew Koskinen, Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Louisiana's John Fleming. The resolution calls for impeaching Koskinen on a litany of charges related to his alleged mishandling of the IRS investigation into the targeting of conservative groups. The motion bypasses House leadership and could force a floor vote, but with the summer recess coming up, that's not likely to occur until sometime in the fall.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Political analyst Larry Sabato says he's not surprised at all that the latest AP GFK poll shows a vast majority of Americans are afraid of at least one of the major presidential candidates.
I would have been surprised if the numbers didn't reflect the fact that people are scared and unhappy with this particular matchup.
The poll finds 81% of Americans say they would feel afraid following the election of one of the two polarizing politicians, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. That includes a quarter who say it doesn't matter who wins, they're scared of both. Secretary of State John Kerry has placed a phone call to Britain's new Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson to congratulate him on his new job. Kerry urged what he called a sensible and measured approach to Britain's withdrawal from the European Union. Meanwhile, France's foreign minister is accusing Johnson of having lied a lot to the British during the campaign on the EU referendum. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Railroads hauling crude oil may be required to develop comprehensive plans for dealing with a significant oil spill under a new rule.
The proposal also includes a new testing method for shippers to determine the volatility of oil shipments. Oil is often transported in trains with as many as 100 tank cars at a time. At least 27 oil trains have derailed in the U.S. and Canada in the last decade, sometimes leading to fiery explosions. According to Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox, the proposed rule would hold industry accountable to plan and prepare for the worst-case scenario. The Association of American Railroads said in a statement that it is reviewing the 217-page proposal and that railroads already have response plans in place. Keith Peters, Washington.
French President François Hollande is facing a scandal over the price of his haircuts. The socialist leader spends nearly $11,000 a month on his presidential barber. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. The United States is sending 4 dozen U.S. troops to South Sudan amid heavy fighting.
In a letter to Congress, President Obama announced he's deploying 47 troops to South Sudan to protect U.S. personnel working there, the U.S. Embassy, and American property in the country. He said the troops are equipped for combat and will stay until the security situation improves.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports renewed fighting between opposing army forces has raised fears of a return to civil war. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits remains at the lowest point since mid-April. The government says the number held steady at 254,000 after a decline of 16,000 in the previous week. Today's other economic report finds prices charged by U.S. producers rose in June at the fastest pace in 13 months, reflecting a big jump in the price of gasoline and other energy products. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. I got my Thursday girl here.
Good morning. And love Thursdays.
And she's just, I mean, yeah, she's all lit on fire here from the last guest we had.
Ooh, Caltrans will do it every time.
5 minutes after the hour of 8 here on the 14th of July, 605-4567 is our phone number, 530 if you're out of area. Of course, we've had those phone calls the last few days. KCNR1460.com is how we're streaming here.
And it's 77 degrees in the studio in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 106. Low tonight of 73 on Friday, 104, and Friday night, 68. On Saturday, it's going to start cooling a little to 99, and on Sunday, we're looking for a 94. So, little relief in a few hot days. It's summer. We have to expect that. So, the weather is brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
And on the phone, we have Susan Eastman, our financial advisor. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl and Trish. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are positive this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 150 points at 18,522. The S&P 500 is positive 12 points at 2,164. The NASDAQ Composite advancing 35 points at 5,041. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America, up 29 cents at 1372. Valiant Pharmaceutical, positive 82 cents, trading at $22.44. Line Corporation, up $10 a share at $42.93. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, AT&T up 15 cents at $42.73. FedEx up $2.29, trading at $162.76. UPS up 34 cents at $111.12. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 1.54%. And over to commodities, gold is down $16.70 an ounce at $13.28, silver off 18 cents at $20.14, and crude oil up 56 cents, trading at $46 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. Susan Eastman is the Vice President for Investments at Wells Fargo Advisors, 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call at 530-243-7561. Susan knows what she's talking about and can take a look at your investments. So, good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Our last half hour, we had, of course, Mark Dinger on from Caltrans, who was trying to explain to us the great reasons that people need to sign up for the study they're doing to look at a way of replacing the gas tax, one of the ways to replace the gas tax, and that's pay-per-mile program, which, as a lot of people brought up, that being up here in the rural areas is different than being down in the urban areas. And our guest now with us is Mary Rickert, who is running for Board of Supervisors, District 3. And good morning, Mary.
Good morning. How are you?
So,
welcome.
I don't know if you had a chance to listen to Mr. Dinger.
No, I didn't. I was in your waiting room, and I wasn't tuned in, so I was.
We better
not
turn on our radio back there. My radio's not on back there. Well, what he said was a way, because the gasoline tax hasn't changed in 20 years.
Right.
You know what they're using this for? I tell you what the study's for. You know what the study's for. They're going to say, okay, it's not going to be feasible to collect per mile. So what we're going to have to do is raise the gas tax.
Yes.
That's what this whole thing is about.
They're going to raise it or you're going to get both. Because there's no way you're going to get money from the guys out of the state.
They're driving in.
That are driving in with a voluntary, oh, yeah, we're going to come into California. We're just going to stop. Oh, sure. We'll just give you a little bit as we're going through. Absolutely, voluntarily. Not happening.
They'll just add a sin on to everything. You know, if you're out of state, you're going to have to prove, okay, do you live out of state? Yes. Okay, that'd be another 2 cents on your bill for food. I can't, you know, anyway.
There's no enforcement ability available. You're going to not do it.
They're going to take your car. And anyway, Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
You just walked into it here.
I know. That's all right.
Switch gears and talk about other stuff.
Okay. Tell us about Mary.
Well, I'm Mary Rickert, and I am a 42-year resident of Shasta County, and I'm running for District 3 County Supervisor. I'm in the runoff, and I was fortunate enough to get 45% of the vote in the primary. So I'm hoping to build on that momentum and continue forward and to a successful election in November. I really do feel that as a supervisor, you need to have effective representation and someone that is open and willing to listen and to be available to the constituents. And I think that's been my biggest concern for District 3. We have a lot of different communities that are facing a lot of several particular issues, whether it's, in the Bella Vista area, there's a proposed subdivision that a lot of people are concerned about, and I certainly understand their concern. And so it's a big district, too, geographically. It's about 100 miles long, bigger than the state of Rhode Island, and it reaches from where I live up on the other side of MacArthur all the way to I-5. And so you've got a very complex
district. The district is bigger than the state of Rhode Island?
It is. It's huge. It's huge, and it's very diverse.
I love it when people put it like that. My district in California, I'm a district supervisor. Oh, really? Yeah, it's bigger than your state. Oh.
Exactly. I think the statistic you threw out earlier about the city of Redding, larger geographically than the city of San Francisco.
That's right.
Yes, and isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is. You know, and so that's where you have to police. So you're policing 60 square miles across two bridges. Yeah. And people don't realize that.
Railroad tracks and all kinds of things.
Yeah, you spread people out and all this. Yeah. Anyway, you have a business up in
yes,
this district?
Yes, my husband and I are the owners operators. We have a partner from Southern California and of Prather Ranch. And some people have enjoyed our beef here in the north part of the state. And we operate in 5 different counties, and we run a cattle herd, a vertically integrated cattle herd. What's unique about this cattle herd is not only do we provide a branded beef product that's in high demand, but we also raise these cattle for biomedical purposes. And so not only do we supply the meat, but we also supply bones, and we supply hides, and we supply to various companies. What got us started in this was a longtime Reading resident, Dr. Terry Knapp. He was a plastic surgeon, and he started a company called Collagen Corporation and developed a procedure where primarily actresses or women that wanted to have puffier lips, so they injected bovine collagen. It's since been replaced by a product called Ristolin. But you never know where life brings you.
I don't even want to go there. Because
well, no, but the cattle industry is interesting. Shasta County Cattlemen's Association, Cattle Women's Association, has a great display about all of the things that are used from the cow.
Absolutely.
And it's incredible the things
everything's used but the moo.
Well, but I always like the people who are absolutely against beef. And yet there isn't a human being alive that's not using a product from a cow.
That's an excellent point. And with these biomedical products that we have, we actually are able to improve the quality of life for people. We improve their health, whether it's we've used cow bones instead of a steel screw or anything. It absorbs into your body, and there's not all these, side effects as you're going through, trying to go through the airport X-ray machines and that kind of thing.
I've got steel screws in me. I haven't set anything off.
And then we also do a lot of collagen is used for, there's a spray adhesive. Say if somebody has to have surgery internally or something and you can't stitch it, then you use a spray adhesive that part of the collagen is used for. I could go on for a long time.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize
great,
that.
Now this is a great topic. We got to have her back and talk about that. Shasta County Cattlewomen are big on that, and their display down at the fair every year has all this information.
Okay, we're going to
I know.
We're going to
I could get off on that. But anyway, that's one of the things that we do. So I have a deep interest in agriculture, and I just stepped off the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, the board that oversees CAL FIRE, and as the range livestock representative, and I really enjoyed. Now, that is a board that is very effective and is getting some really good things done. That's one of the bright spots in Sacramento, in my opinion.
That's one.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. Our guest is Mary Rickert, who is running for Board of Supervisors District 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say, so everybody does know, is that I have gone out on Prather Ranch and shot squeaks.
Full disclosure here.
But I tell you, I will go out on anybody's property and shoot squeaks, you know, even here in town. It's not, of course, if there's any police around. We got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Budget Blinds. You know, you can get solar shades from Budget Blinds that keep the heat out. They put it outside the house, or they can put them, I guess, inside also. But outside, where it keeps the heat out, you can save a lot on your electric bill, and REU actually can pay up to $500 rebate on this. Plus, any other type of window covering you want, Jerry and his crew will find it. They'll work inside your budget. They'll make it fit in your decor. They do the whole thing. That's Jerry and Budget Blinds. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web, budgetblinds.com. Trish Clark and I are here on Thursday, the 14th of July at 16 minutes after the hour. It's 77 degrees going up to 106. We're here with Mary Rickert, who is running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 3. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10. Please call VFW Post at 241-9161 for tickets and information.
Order your tickets online by going to Eventbrite, that's Brite.com, and search for WWCB.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 19 minutes after the hour of 8, 77 degrees out there, going up to 106 today. Wow. Give a thanks to Shasta Gas Propane for the weather report. And
we can't
the
blame
weather.
The weather on
We're
them.
We're not blaming the weather on them, of course not. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 106, Alliance Heating and Air. I've got, Linda and I have this home warranty insurance. When we have an air conditioning problem, guess what? We don't use that. We call Alliance Heating and Air. They'll be out there. They'll fix it. The cost for them to come out and look at it is almost, you know what I mean? It is so reasonable. Then they fix it and they're gone. I mean, you can't get any better than that. A veteran-owned business, voted best in the North State in 2015. You give them a call at 221-2642. You'd be silly not to. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We're here with Mary Rickert, and we're talking about, on the break, about collagen being injected into people's lips, and how I dated a nurse who did that for a plastic surgeon, but she tried it on herself. Well, as she pointed out that day when I went in and looked at her in shock and awe, that she says, I used the same amount, but it was a lot more than I should have used. I mean, and that's what it sounded like. You've got to picture this. Anyway,
but we digress. We digress. We have to talk about.
Okay, Mary, what do you want as a county supervisor in your first 6 months? What do you want to accomplish?
What do I want to accomplish? I want to make sure that we improve situation with the homeless, the mentally ill. And another really big issue to me is substance abuse. I think we need to educate the public about how important it is that we take substance abuse seriously in Shasta County. If you really think about it, substance abuse is at the basis of a lot of our problems. People that are committing these property crimes, they're usually doing it because they're drug addicted. And they need to break into somebody's house or somebody's car to steal something to get their next fix. And so we need to, as a community, come together and address this. And it also is connected to a lot of people that are mentally ill self-medicate. They get addicted to the drugs. So it's all interconnected. And if we can educate the public so that they can understand how complex this issue is and how difficult it is to solve, but yet it is something we can address. There's a lot of programs out there. There's something called the Montana Meth Project, and it's reduced methamphetamine use in I think it's the state of Montana significantly. But it's because the community got together, they got on board. There was a lot of commercials that addressed the methamphetamine problem and really tried to, I think, really important to get into schools and to educate young people. And I think the most effective way is either to have family members who've lost a loved one to a drug overdose, because we lose a Shasta County citizen about every 2 to 3 weeks from an overdose. And, there's just a lot of overdose going on, whether it's with black tar heroin or whatever. But those are the kinds of things that I really think we need to focus on to make it a healthier place for us to live, which will attract businesses to improve our economy.
And there's the key, though, because at some point we've got to do something to help attract the businesses that will give us the money to solve the problem.
Right.
Not only that, they create jobs that in and of itself take away part of that problem, because
Absolutely.
If you've got a job, you're not doing drugs.
That's right.
So
no, it's all
as a county supervisor, how do you put this county in a position of creating those jobs, making that difference, so the money is there to solve the issues you talked about first?
Well, like I say, again, Shasta County is a real jewel. We have incredible resources here. We have incredible potential, but I think we really need to kind of clean things up here and to make it an attractive place that we want to get people here. We also need to work within our. I've heard a lot of complaints as I've been out talking to people with our planning department and our permit process, and I understand that there's meetings taking place. I know that there are some first steps that are being taken, and those I want to make sure that there's follow through on that. There's just a lot of those kinds of issues that need to be followed through, and to make sure that that the citizens' needs are, that they're being treated, that we have a customer-friendly departments within Shasta County, and that the departments understand that we need to work together with the citizens to make this, a place that's going to be have seamless processes that people can move ahead and establish a business and create jobs.
Well, we've been talking about that for, we've been on the
25
air.
Years.
25
well,
years.
You've been 25 years, so, but we've been talking about it probably on a weekly basis for at least 7 years, going on 8 years. Leonard Modi came in here the other day and said, we're putting together a group of people that have been having problems with the permit, the people
sure.
that have been having problems with the permitters, with the permits, and the people who give out the permits, they're getting together to come up with ideas how to make it better.
I'm aware of that.
Okay, and I know you are. But it does no good to have a meeting. The Board of Supervisors and the City Council, you look at what people write, what people say, what people believe, we are meted out.
Mm-hmm.
We see nothing but meetings. We see no progress. For 2 years, the city has been talking about doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done nothing. I mean, they've done small things, but nothing. People get, 83-year-old ladies get beat up on the trail. What do we have? A meeting.
And a committee.
And a committee. I look for some kind of result someplace. I would hope that if that whoever comes in as an elected official actually has something that they accomplish.
I agree, and that is one thing I probably you haven't known me that long, Carl, but I can just look at what I've done in our personal life and our personal business and what we've accomplished, and I think I'm known as a doer. And I'm known as a person that will get things done. When I was on the mental health board, we merged the drug and alcohol board with the mental health board and tried to make that a more cohesive group. That's an example of we actually got that done. It was kind of a contentious issue, but to actually make a difference. Well, I think Trish, you were on the board when we did that.
Yes.
So there, I am a doer, and I can accomplish things, and I'm not afraid to. Make my opinion known and expect some progress. I can't. There's one thing I don't like to do is to just sit and talk about things. And I do think that, as an example, is with the drug problem, is it to educate people. I'm talking about let's get out there, let's have public service announcements, let's bring these topics to the forefront, educate the public so that everybody's on board, understands the problem, understands the complexities of the issues, so we can solve these problems. I agree with you 100%. I am not I don't like to just sit around and talk about things. I want to see results.
Don't most people know meth and heroin addiction is bad?
They have no idea the complexity and or the amount that's being used in Shasta County.
Yeah, but people already know that it's bad to be on meth and heroin.
But they don't understand how many people in Shasta County are on it.
So you're saying is if we tell people that, instead of being 500 people, there's 5,000 people on it, that's going to make a difference.
I think that there are certain things that I think we need to address. The doctors are getting on board with the opiate addiction. That's a precursor oftentimes to the heroin addiction. People will... They'll try and wean them off opiates, then they get onto the heroin as a replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kinds of things. Actually, Carl, it's interesting. I was doing some research on the Montana Meth Project, and I actually watched some of the public service announcements. And this is honest to God truth. A couple of nights later, I had nightmares about people breaking into my house that were on meth. So those commercials somehow really impacted me, and they're pretty dramatic commercials, public service announcements. But maybe we need to start bringing some of those and show those on TV so that people might make an impact on them. And I do think sending people into the schools, telling their personal stories, that's going
to
help.
We have to do something because it's obviously out of control because then you've got people self-medicating, you've got them laying on the streets.
Absolutely.
They're out in the bushes, and then we get into the whole other homeless continuum. But it all goes back to an article you wrote, too. In the Searchlight that we want to talk about when we get back.
Let me make one small point to the public out there, because all of these issues are out there and they're not going to be solved overnight. The solution, and I cut right to the chase always, for the citizens of Shasta County with this upcoming election, not only in the Board of Supervisors race, but in the city council race, are to put people on our boards and study their background, study what they've done, and put people on our boards, on our city council, that are doers, that'll take responsibility, that'll actually do something, not have more meetings, and not assign a committee. Take their responsibility seriously and do the job. We have to search to get those so we get a majority of doers on both those boards, or all of our boards.
I agree.
In Shasta County.
All right, we've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. And I tell you what, Rebecca and Henry there have taken Four Winds Jewelry to the next step. He is a gemologist and a jewelry designer, can build anything. They do have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right at Four Winds Jewelry. You can get it all at Four Winds Jewelry, estate jewelry or
estate jewelry. You know, girl can never have too many diamonds or too many guns.
There you go. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages with Mary Rickert, who is running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 3.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit gnrm.org.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. See, the thing about that, was there going to be, like, words after that intro?
It was just a bump. It was done by Yes, which is a band you may have heard of, since they were a really big night in the... So any band you've never heard of should be off the table.
Remember, she ripped my heart out and stomped on it and put it back
in.
He wants
words.
I'll look for my David Allen Coe collection.
I think he's looking for words, Bob.
But was there supposed to be words on
no.
that? Oh, there wasn't. Okay,
no.
Well, then that was a success. Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 27 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. I'm here with Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Better known business, man's last stronghold. I need say nothing more than that. Again, right off of Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Mary Rickert, who is running for...
District 3.
Supervisor, yes. Board of Supervisors, right here in Shasta County. Of course, Trish Clark is with me, the Clark with an E. That lives on the good side of the tracks, dear. Is that it? Hey, Mary, you wrote an article for the in the Record Searchlight.
Yes, I did.
You talked about the economy,
mm-hmm.
and also how that affects everything else. If you have jobs,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the problems go away.
Yes, we do need to have jobs. We need to look at all kinds of possibilities. Again, on the break, we were talking about different ways of improving our system. And I do think sometimes the private sector is more motivated to make sure that they make money and do a good job. And so I think sometimes we could look at sometimes maybe outsourcing some of these. And
look of shock and awe on Carl's face. Really? The civilian community might want to actually make some money and make a change,
well,
and the government doesn't?
Well, the thing is that we have to, in the government, we have to look how our job, we have a job, and our job is to make sure the taxpayers' dollars are spent most effectively. So we have to explore all options, and we have to be open to all possibilities. And so we have to be most effective. I was talking to a longtime engineer from Shasta County for years, and we discussed the possibility of maybe outsourcing some of these contracts and this and have outside help to help these departments so that we don't have this bogged down, that we can actually get some things done.
Yeah, as an example, in the city of Anderson, they use in their planning department,
yes.
they use contract people for plan checks,
right.
Inspections, a lot of different things that they're doing. That alleviates the need if you don't have active projects or workload, mm-hmm. then you're not paying somebody except when you do get a project in, and then you can handle it in a timely mm-hmm. manner with an outside agent.
Again, I go back to we've got to take care of the citizens first, and that's our job.
Well, you know, and the thing about that is having contractors to do things or contracting stuff out doesn't mean you have to fire a bunch of people.
No.
It just means is that instead of taking 4 months to get through something,
right, exactly.
you could get it through in 2 weeks. I mean, we've just talked about, I'm not going to mention names, something that's been going on for 4 years through the county.
Mm-hmm.
I know businesses that have moved to Anderson because after going for 8, 10, 11 months for a permit,
yeah.
they go down to Anderson and they have it in 2 weeks. They move their business down there, and they're paying a bunch of taxes down to Anderson because mm-hmm. it's a very successful business. So this whole thing with the city and the county is, you know, I just don't understand why common sense doesn't prevail here. Mary, what you're saying is, fine, let's contract some of this stuff out till they catch up. And we need to really take a look at who's in charge of this.
Mm-hmm.
If this is happening and there's this, I don't know, there's this mindset of us against them.
Mm-hmm. I very much agree with that. I've heard story after story, and I think we need to be, again, I go back to the collaboration of trying to, our departments, our county departments, they need to understand, and we need to understand as citizens that working together, we're going to be more effective, we're going to make this a better place to live, and we're going to attract people. I've had several people that have complained to me that said that they just gave up on projects, or that somebody that from the outside that came and said that I have, you know, one person in particular is from the Bay Area that owns property here and is trying to do a project, and they said it would have been easier to deal with the city of San Francisco. And so we've got to have kind of a paradigm shift and an understanding that if we're going to attract businesses and improve the county, which will make a better place for all of us to live and to raise our kids and our grandchildren.
Well, we've had two businesses try to come into this county.
That's right.
That were voted out by the people. So, see.
A minute ago you brought up Anselmo Vineyards, and that's, to me, a prime example of how poor decision making can be, have huge ramifications. That was, the gentleman came in, invested $30 million, would have continued to invest with one bit of encouragement, and created a destination point that would have benefited this county for years to come.
And now, actually.
And it's kind of just sitting up there
doing
nothing.
Some of the supervisors are actually saying, well, you know what, we could have done this better. Yeah, this wasn't all one
sided. Too late.
It wasn't all one sided because.
Oh, absolutely not.
It wasn't. But there could have been. That could have been one of the most beautiful places up here and would have brought in more business.
Oh.
As it is now, the next group of people that bought it, they don't even have. They have nothing open up there hardly except.
Yeah,
the,
once in a while, the dinner house is open for a few hours off and on and sporadically, and it's absolutely criminal when you go up there and look at the $30 million investment that's gone.
And right. I really don't think the Board of Supervisors really even gives a damn.
No, they don't.
They don't. And
they got back at him, though, by golly.
And by the way, I just read an article about Mr. Anselmo, who just, I think I forwarded it to you, that his house has an elevator in it because his house is an older house. And to redo the elevator was going to take hundreds of thousands of dollars. So instead of just putting it in without telling anybody, he got an engineering school for Harvard, came in. They redid part of the motor, and it cost like less than $10,000. He throws a big party for him because they can only charge $10,000. And so Anselmo's got a new elevator, which works in the house that he inherited. You know, it's part of his estate,
and it's gorgeous. I've been there, and it's an absolutely wonderful mansion.
But he worked through the system
Harvard, and actually got permits.
And it worked. Yeah, so he said.
He does do that.
But they talked about that. He said, look, I've already gone through this thing with fighting a permitting battle. Okay, enough of that. Let's go to the phones. Dale, good morning. Do you have a question?
You guys kind of got around
Mary.
To this up. I was getting around to while I was waiting on hold there. It is sad that we had three Board of Supervisors up for election. It was basically enough to vote anybody in or out. This planning department, I mean, I've worked in Utah and had, you know, the job contractor come up to me and ask me where I was from, and I'm like, and he's like, oh my God, Shasta County, we did a project there, I'll never work there again. I mean, it's known on the whole coast as an impossible place to work with. So you get three Board of Supervisors together and you fire everybody until they stop acting like mall security guards.
Yes.
They're all against not working with the people. It's not that hard. You fire the people and the other ones will fall in line, just like we do out in the private sector.
I
you
love
hit
it.
The mall, nail on the head.
Mall security guards. I've never heard that, Dale. Thank you.
That's how they act. You gave them a six-cell mag light and a little badge, and then they were walking around with a little puppy chest. And
I love it. I'm going to steal that.
I'm sorry. That's how a lot of contractors I know locally here call them, the mall security guards.
See, right around little segues. Okay, Dale, that's a good point. Well, you know, Mary, what do you think about that? Thanks, Dale.
Well, I'm all for let's try to figure out how to make this a better system because
if
that's what's needed.
I got to get hired before I can fire anybody, that's for sure. But the point is we do need to be more effective and more efficient. That's our responsibility as supervisors to make sure that the tax dollars are being spent wisely and that the department understands that we've got to work together. We're a team here. If we're going to make Shasta County a great place to live, we've got to work as a team.
Okay. The fact is that government can't build business.
Government doesn't create jobs.
But
you didn't do that.
You sure can make it easier.
Absolutely.
And getting things done.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been hearing this for 7 years.
I agree. That's one of the reasons I'm running.
And that people say it takes three votes. That's what I hear every time.
Count to three.
It takes three votes to do this.
Trish, you're an expert on that.
Well, you've got Modi will be there forever. Mm-hmm. For the next 4 years. You've got Dave Kehoe, which he won't be up for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Chappelle, who's
in a runoff.
In a runoff. You've got Les Baugh, who just got reelected.
God help.
And then you have the election going on in the third district.
Right.
So Even
if two seats up for election right now.
Came up.
There's three.
There's two seats up right now.
There's Modi.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you're right. There's
Modi,
three.
Modi, Chappelle.
Three, but one is, but one is Modi's.
Yeah.
Well,
but nobody's.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
but
he's
there's
won.
No,
yeah.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, there's two more.
So there's got to be a literally a change, a sea change.
That's right.
Here. To change these things, because the same, there's, it's kind of essentially. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's two changes on it, there's still three that were there before.
But Mr. Chappelle has voted in favor of all of these projects. I'm going to put that on the record.
But
he
I'm just
has
saying
been in favor
is,
of the development project.
But if there is
project.
A change, if there is a change, and they both vote for that, that still leaves three who have not changed it.
Right.
They just haven't.
I know. No.
So whoever is has got to change the minds, mm-hmm. or have a march on the county courthouse.
But if you have an effective supervisor in one of those seats who can argue the point articulately in the boardroom, you can change minds.
I hope. Mm-hmm. I hope.
I think you can. I think you can come in and you can come up with a good argument to show why any other decision. It's totally inappropriate, and you can get people to get on board.
You can convince Sheriff Basinko, who will then convince Les. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. 8:45, right here. When we come back, Billy Bob, you are on the line.
You guys are on fire.
What is your true dream vacation? Let us help you define it. At Wind River Resort and Casino, play our Pick Your Paradise Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play, cash prizes, or a dream vacation and $1,000 cash.
Cash.
It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings every Thursday at 7 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a dream vacation. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Picture yourself in your paradise. Whether you like sandy beaches or city skylines, rest assured that we have the vacation destination that you desire. This is your opportunity to pick your paradise that you've always dreamed of. Final drawing Thursday, July 28th, where you could win a dream vacation and $1,000 cash. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some restrictions may apply.
For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Vacations are better at the river.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 12 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock, and what's it look like for weather today?
We're looking at 106 today, 73 tonight, And tomorrow we're looking for 94 degrees.
Okay, so this is the last really big one.
Yeah, and then it's going to cool off to just a balmy 99 on Saturday.
99, I'll tell you what.
So Shasta Gas Propane brings us the weather. 365-3793.
Boy, I'm telling you, sweater weather this weekend.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Sharon Clark and her business, Home Helpers. 2620 Larkspur Lane. I tell you, Sharon picks every one of the ladies and men that work for her. They go through a background investigation. They're insured. They are bonded. And she comes out and talks to each family that needs some assistance, whether it's a short term because you've had an operation, back operation or something. It's only for a few weeks, but you need somebody to come in, maybe clean up, maybe do some buying of groceries for you, or if it's full-time care. Sharon Clark, Businesswoman of the Year, Business of the Year there at Home Helpers. She's done a great job. Give her a call, 226-8350. We're here with Mary Rickard, who is running for the County Supervisor, District 3, of course, and Trish Clark and I. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob.
Hello. Thank you, Carl. Trish, good day to you. Listen, Mary, you sound exceptional as far as a candidate for District 3. But I want to remind everybody that this Board of Supervisors have absolutely been the Tom Brady with the Deflategate of Shasta County. I'll tell you what, there was no concerted effort when 3M was going to move into this area and create hundreds of jobs and millions of dollars worth of industry, not counting the oil and the lubes and everything for the tractors, and I mean tremendous influx of money into this county. And there was not a concerted effort to roll the red carpet out for this company. And I don't even know if they've even tried to write a letter trying to get them back into town. The thing is that years ago, Trish, you were on the board when we had the problem with Knopf insulation up there.
Yes. And Wheelabrator.
Yeah, and everybody was bitching and moaning, but I'll tell you what, it's got to be pushed through, and it's our government. And government can't create jobs, but they should sure kill them. So anyway, and Kehoe and Modi are worthless. And Chappelle was the only one. I talked to Chappelle. He was the only one that even met with 3M. So anyway, that was, and I don't even know, I think we could still write letters and get some supervisors that can put that project back on ground. So anyway, I'll let you go. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, question here is, are you for, Tomasenko is, of course, it's Adult Rehabilitation Center, the ARC. He wanted to expand it. It was voted down by Modi and Kehoe. What's your stance on this?
Well, you know, the there's a proposed half-cent tax, and part of that recommendation of that, again, the committee, said that they do want to expand the jail. I think there's a fairly good argument. One thing that I have a real problem with is lack of accountability. What I see is a revolving door when it comes to booking people in jail, and they're before the ink is dry on the form that are filled out to book them, they're out the door. And so what is a deterrent in terms of making these people think twice about committing a crime? So I think that we do need to take a little harder stance on being able to hold some of these people and give them time to maybe kind of sit and think about some of their consequences of their actions.
But that correlates to more bed space.
Absolutely. So, you know, by and large, if we could figure out if the half-cent sales tax passes, I think that's part of the plan is to expand the jail space.
Do you support the half-cent?
I don't live in the city, so I'm not going to be able to vote for that. I think we talked about that, Trish, when I was in here, that it makes more sense to me that it should have been a countywide vote.
Okay.
And it's
going to impact all of it.
Because where do a lot of us come to spend our dollars is we're going to be paying it, but we don't have the opportunity to vote on it. And I think here again, we need to think of that. To me, it should have been a countywide vote.
But I think it should be, too.
I think that's important, but I will point out that the city of Anderson was effective in theirs. That has not proven to be a deterrent. I would remind the citizens of Reading that, in fact, it has been a very positive thing, and hopefully they'll follow through with that.
Yeah, but it's combining. To me, this tax, I don't support it yet because I don't know.
Right.
what it's going to do. It's not in writing. We don't know how it's going to be taken care of. We don't know any of that stuff yet. And until that comes out and is very clear, how can you know? I just don't see anybody could support this.
Well, and interestingly enough, evidently the citizens of Anderson had enough confidence in the county or the city administration and the city council that they took a chance, and it's proved effective.
It has proved effective.
But it's apples and oranges. They don't have to take care of mental health or any of those things, because it all comes under the Shasta County, Mary, and,
right.
and not Mary, but the Shasta County Board of Supervisors.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Let's go to the phones. Sylvia, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question for Mary. Mary, how much have you worked with the Forest Service, and how effective have you been? And the reason that I'm asking is because I'm founder and chair of Recreation Outdoors Coalition, and we believe in managed recreation with a range of opportunities in our local forest to bring people in to increase our revenues. And we've had a very difficult time working with the Forest Service, and they are obligated under their own mandates to coordinate with the counties. But we have not been successful at all with the Shasta County supervisors in getting them to coordinate. So they are missing this opportunity. And I want to know if you're aware of that and what your feelings would be on that.
Well, thanks, Sylvia.
Yes, thank you, Sylvia, for that question. Having served on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection for 3 years, I was able to see firsthand up close. We would take some of our meetings, we'd be out in the field, and we'd go to various locations throughout the state. And you know, the Forest Service, has a reputation for perhaps not the best management practices with their forests. And I think that they need to collaborate with organizations such as yours so very much. There's nothing worse than these mega fires that we're seeing throughout the state. And as the drought continues, and I'm not convinced we're out of a drought yet, this dry pattern or whatever it is we're seeing, it could last 10 or 15 years. We're going to continue to see more mega fires. We're going to see more forests just basically combust. I mean, and it's really scary. And I agree with you wholeheartedly that it's imperative that we work with organizations like you have and educate young people and to educate the public about how important it is to take care of our natural resources, because basically they are our watershed. That's where our waters come from. And if we have these mismanaged forests, then we really have a problem. So I feel your pain. I saw it in Sacramento when I was serving on the board, and you're not alone in your concerns.
The coordination efforts that Sylvia speaks of, are you familiar with that and the ability of local jurisdictions to demand from federal agencies that, in fact, prior to the time they start their process, they coordinate with the local body?
Right. And I'm not that familiar with it, but if I were to be elected, I would become familiar with it, because I'm a great believer in working together. That's how you get things done. And it's not just you know, each body working individually in their own little, I hate the word, but silos, because you really need to work together.
So, okay, we've only got three minutes left. So what's your priorities?
Oh, there's so many things that need to be addressed.
But there's a first, and there's a second, and there's a third.
Well, I think public safety. I want to make Shasta County a healthier, safer place for us to live. I want us to be able to feel like we're raising our children and our grandchildren in an area like we all enjoyed in the 50s and when we were growing up. And I just think it's so important that we restore that that safety and that feeling of being able to leave our car unlocked if we forget or whatever, and not have it, you know, broken into, that kind of thing. We need to make sure that we're that we can wake, you know, not be worried all the time. So I think that's number one. Again, the mental health, the substance abuse, those are big issues. And if you look at our county statistics, we're double suicide rate. We're higher property crimes than the state average. We need to look at those statistics and figure out how do we get a hold of this? How do we get our arms around it? And how do we reduce these statistics? Because we've got to improve the social fabric of Shasta County in order to make it a better place to live. That's all there is to it.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of things on everybody's plate here.
I think so. And again, I always want to go back to, you know, we have an opportunity here with these elections coming up. If you're not a registered voter, get out and get registered. It's so important to study the backgrounds of all the candidates before you. Make a wise decision, because we are a republic. I can't remind the people often enough of that. We don't get to vote on anything on a regular basis, and that's how our government is formed. But you've got to elect the right people, put them in the right spots, and if you're not voting, casting your vote in these elections, then you're part of the problem.
I might want to add, too, is that people automatically, if they're not informed, they just kind of automatically check the incumbent box. And I think it's important that they really think about it. Do educate yourself, because the status quo, what we're seeing right now, we need to make changes.
Okay. Mary Rickert has been our guest, along with Trish Clark and I, here on KCNR Free Fire Radio. Tomorrow, Julie Winters will join us. And talk about her run for city council. We've got a lot of things going on tomorrow, too. So thanks a lot, Mary, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Trish, as usual.
I love Thursday.
It's a good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back
KCNR, Shasta Reddick.
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep the
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's among the hottest of hot button issues right about now: policing and race. President Obama holds a televised town hall meeting on the subject later in the day. House Speaker Paul Ryan, reflecting on the country's pain over recent shootings, says that no one to turn a deaf ear to those on the other side.
Let's make sure that we listen to each other in this country so we can better understand, so that we can make most days in the future better days than we've had in the past. Our country's hurting, and it needs to start healing.
The president says that dialogue is key to that healing process.
We have to, as a country, sit down and just grind it out, solve these problems.
Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump for president? New poll finds that 81% of Americans say they'd be afraid following the election of either one. And that does not surprise University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato.
There's so much dislike there that most votes will be cast.